The Teamsters Union is one of the largest investors in Cardinal Health. Citing the opioid crisis, it had led an effort heading into this week's annual meeting to split the top leadership roles of chairman and CEO. But that chairman and CEO, George Barrett, beat them to it. He announced he'll turn the CEO job over to the company's longtime chief financial officer while he remains chairman for another year. In a quarterly earnings call, Barrett addressed the opioid crisis, calling it large, complicated, tragic, and personal. And he insisted his company is doing its part to control opioids ending up on the black market.
As a wholesale distributor, we do not manufacture, promote, market, or prescribe these drugs. We do, however, take very seriously our responsibilities to serve our healthcare system. Our anti-diversion systems and controls are substantial, they are well-funded, and they are best in class.
Barrett said the company's plans to invest more in the education of doctors, pharmacists, and students are running slightly behind, but they will be fulfilled this year. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm M.L. Schulze.